show you tell me it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, the program does air. And here to tell you, folks, next Monday, this is a coup of coups, ladies and gentlemen, the guests that I'm going to have on. Anybody out there ever heard of a guy by the name of Bill Murphy? He's the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Well, let me just put it to you this way. All these bullion and gold and silver dealers around the planet, all the talking heads, all of the people that profess to know why things move, why they do not, what to hedge your bets on, what to not. This is not going to be a two-hour program, carefully couched infomercial for gold sales. It's not it at all. As a matter of fact, if you've got people out there that think they understand the financial world and why things work the way they do, you better call them up. Let's see, today's Wednesday, you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then half of Monday in order to do it. You better get them tuned into this program Monday. Bill Murphy has rubbed shoulders with people like Dennis Hastert, but not in the way that you would think. Generally, when you say rubbing shoulders, yeah, they might be friends, buds, and pals. No. This is price fixing on the gold market and how it works. Who's been doing it inside this country? Who was this little sawed-off guy? Used to be the Secretary of the Treasury. Oh, that's right, Robert Rubin. Well, he's still working for the government right now, so to speak, fixing the price of gold here in this country. The derivatives, folks, the gold derivative banking crisis has the ability, and it's very, very close, to smash the biggest banks in this country. Derivatives. In other words, they can borrow gold. They can do whatever they want. We'll give you 1% down, and we'll float 99% of this stuff. Well, this man has been blocked. And I always talk about the financial talking head shows, you know, the Neil Cavuto's and whatever else. Well, he's been banned for 7 years for appearing on any mainstream media programming. Why? Because he blows the lid off of how they financially have rigged this country and how they're continuing to try to control it, to put the happy face on things. But this thing is getting ready to blow wide open with global ramifications. And I do mean global ramifications. Do not miss this program Monday. I will have Bill Murphy on out of Dallas, as a matter of fact. The Antitrust Action Committee.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me just give you a little taste of what you're going to hear Monday, folks. And as I said, you know, I've been telling people for years and years and years to protect your wealth, do whatever you have to, you know, pay down your debts, you know, have a fire sale on stuff that you don't need. You know, it's nice to have recreational stuff, boats and skidoos and all those sorts of things. But, you know, folks, you can't eat a boat. You can't eat a skidoo. You can't, they're just not edible. And I don't care how much salt and pepper and ketchup you put on them. It's hardware. It's not food. It's more of an anchor around your neck than it is anything else. Well, as I said, that this is not going to be a carefully couched program, an infomercial for selling gold and silver. I mean, obviously we do that. But we've been educating people out there as to how the gold and silver, these trading companies came about, what the real deal is, how they try to make their money. And I can't tell you, thank you. My wife just brought me a nice hot cup of coffee. Thank you very much. Decaf, that is. At any rate, I have been getting calls after calls after call. And I hesitate to tell people this, but folks, we're just tired of people getting ripped off. We just got a call the other day. Somebody did some financial transactions, I think, with a company called Lear. Spent a ton of money and just got very few gold coins. And, well, he didn't call around. These guys are good on the phones, folks. I mean, they're real crack salesmen. I mean, they could sell ice water or snowballs to Eskimos. You know, I mean, they're good at what they do. And they gain your confidence. They've got a good rap. And, yes, we're going to take care of you. Yes, we'll be there for every transaction. You want to sell your stuff, convert it back into something. We're always going to be there for you. And we got real tired of seeing this. Extremely tired, because I'm interested in people surviving, not to make a few individuals representative of a company rich, okay? That's not what this is supposed to be. I mean, it's good for the gold and silver people. I mean, they're buying mansions. They're buying huge sailboats. They're buying everything because they've got the money to do it. How are they making the money? Because they're ripping people like you off. And we're not making, and I got to tell you something, and I hope you're listening there in downtown Austin. I'm not making a lot of buds and pals out there by doing this, but you know what? Tough noogies. Because I'll expose a charlatan in a New York second, or at least their business practices and how they get people on the hook. And once they get them on that hook, they don't get away. And as I said, I don't make a lot of friends doing that, especially in the gold and silver businesses that are established out there. And again, tough noogies. I had one guy call up, and I'll tell you what, after he found out how much the people that he was dealing with, I mean, literally ripped him good. He's saying, well, I am sorry I didn't call you people before. And, well, I am too. You know, you can't undo a bad business deal with somebody else. I mean, we just can't do it. We can't wave a magic wand and have it happen. And a lot of people out there are depending on, in one way or another, you know, stuff rolls downhill, and they're out there depending on their particular companies for whatever they're funding or whatever they're doing for them to keep doing well. And I'm sorry, you know, go into the construction business, go into real estate, go into something else, but get out of the gold and silver thing, because we're torpedoing that thing right now. And we're going to keep doing it, because I'm tired of seeing people taken advantage of and getting ripped off. Would you be upset, folks, to watch a family member being taken advantage of, or a neighbor that you know that's being taken advantage of? Wouldn't you step in and try to do something about it? And we're just talking about a neighbor here, okay? Maybe somebody that is not particularly that close to you, but by proximity, and, you know, you want to stay on good terms, and, you know, you would hope he would do the same for you as you would be willing to do for him, not letting him get ripped off, robbed, or get his stuff stolen, or whatever the case may be. You want to maintain good relations. Well, that's what we're here to do. It doesn't matter whether it's on gold and silver or information or whatever it is. You know, let's cut out all the periphery garbage. Let's cut out all the glazing over of things. Let's bring it into very sharp clarity. Well, this gold derivative banking crisis, man, I'm telling you, this thing is humongous. And extensive research, he writes that extensive research has led the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA. And go up, and if you've got the time, this is 119 pages long. This was prepared, let me thumb through my paperwork right here real quick. This was prepared for the Congress of the United States. This is actually 5 years old, but it's as current today as it was 5 years ago. A case for a recent large undisclosed official, let's just call it, selling of gold. And it was prepared by the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, and it was presented to the Congress of the United States. Dennis Hastert has read this. He knows it. He's talking heads that do these financial shows that want you to buy stock and whatever else. They're scared to death of this. Derivatives, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very bad thing. There's trillions of it that Wall Street has floated out there. And Bill Murphy, Monday, he's going to expose this entire thing. But let me just give you a little tease here. He says, extensive research has led the Gold Antitrust Action Committee to the conclusion that the gold market is being recklessly manipulated and now poses a serious risk to the international financial system. Annual gold demand, currently at record levels, exceeds mine and scrap gold supply by more than 1,500 tons. In the Washington Agreement of September 26, 1999, 15 European central banks announced that they were capping their lending of gold and would limit their official sales of gold to 400 tons per year for the next 5 years. Some major gold producers have reduced their forward sales, and speculators have reduced their borrowed gold selling. Commodity prices and wages are rising, yet the price of gold has declined steadily. With demand so much greater than supply, the price of gold should be rising sharply. Let me add a little tidbit here. Do you know how much gold, folks, for the entire history of mankind, has been mined, and it is out there in the form of bullion, gold coin, jewelry? What was the stuff that the artists use, that real thin stuff that they apply on the gold flake stuff? Or I think I've even seen it in bottles of vodka, but they got little gold foil flakes floating around in there. Yeah, yeah. What'd you call it? I can't hear you. Glitter. Yeah, well, whatever that stuff's called. Yeah. But at any rate, you know how much is out there, folks, and how much has been mined and how much is actually in circulation? Envision the Statue of Liberty. And we're talking for all of recorded history here. Imagine the Statue of Liberty times that by two, and that's the actual amount of gold that has been in circulation by the hands of man since man decided that gold was worth something. That's all that is out there in the marketplace. Of course, there's more of it in the ground. And you remember a couple of years ago, the mining establishments were complaining, well, we can't mine the stuff. We'd lose money if we mine it and brought it to market. We'd actually lose per pound or per ounce, whatever it is, if we brought it to market. We did by doing our mining operation and bringing this to market, smelting it, refining it, we would actually lose money. So they said they weren't going to do anything about it. Well, that's right, until the price started to go up. Well, the price has been going up. Australia just said the other day that, look, we're not going to do anything here. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut back on our mining. Doesn't make too much sense. But we will make sense out of this with this guest coming up Monday. According to the Office of the Comptroller of Currency, the national value of the off-balance sheet gold derivatives on the books of U.S. commercial banks exceeds $87 billion, which is greater than the total U.S. official gold reserves of approximately 8,140 metric tons. Gold derivatives surged from $63.4 billion in the third quarter of 1999 to $87.6 billion in the fourth quarter after the Washington Agreement was announced. The notional amount of the off-balance sheet gold derivative contracts on the books of Morgan Guaranty Trust Company went from $18.36 billion to about $38 billion in the last 6 months of 1999. Veneroso Associates estimates that the private and official sector gold loans stood at 9,000 to 10,000 tons at the end of 1999. Most of these loans, by the way, represent gold that has been sold in the form of jewelry and cannot be retrieved. Mine supply of gold for all of 1999, according to the trade sources, was only 2,579 tons. Gold's heavy, folks, so when you think of 2,500 tons, it's not that much. Thus, the gold loans are far too big to be repaid back in a short amount of time. The swift $84 rise in the gold price following the Washington Agreement caused a panic among bullion bankers, but that was only a warning of what was to come. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, which, by the way, folks, January 21, he's stepping down. Guess who's coming in his place? That's right. Here's a guy that has already said, you know, I'm going to be dropping $100 bills out of helicopters. He's going to fire up the printing presses. It's going to devalue our currency even more, hyperinflate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and Treasury Secretary Lawrence Sumner, responding to GATA's inquiries through the members of Congress, have denied any direct involvement in gold market by the Fed and the Treasury Department. But they have declined to address whether the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is under the control of the Treasury Secretary, is being used to manipulate the price of gold. We'll take the break here. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Hang on for this break. You're going to want to hear this.
I love hear that cash register ring? John, speaking about gold, struggled to find its footing today after early buying. It was overwhelmed by investors selling. At one point, it sliced 2% from prices. Gold ended the session today at $506.85 an ounce. It's been great because the phones are ringing. We've got buyers and we've got listeners at Republic Broadcasting Network that understand a great buying opportunity when they see it. Well, despite prices being down 5% from Monday's nearly 25-year peak at $541 an ounce, sentiment in the market is generally upbeat, expecting to more gains next year. In which case, we've got a gentleman out of Australia who is serious, out of London, Paul Walker of London's GFMS, that says when the dollar reaches tipping point, the gold price could reach $850 an ounce next year. In our view, he says, this trend looks set to continue for a long, long while. While silver ended the session at $840 an ounce today, by the way, for those of you who are silver bugs that want to take an opportunity of this dip, by calling Republic Trading Group this afternoon at 1-800-691-7898, we can pick up a full bag junk silver for as little as $6,199 delivered. Also, we've got some one-ounce silver rounds available for immediate pickup at the Republic Broadcasting Network studios for $9.05 each. That is just pennies over spot. It's a tremendous buy. We've also got some fantastic buys on gold right now. Roosters running as little as 106.52. And gold roosters, that's right, pre-1915 uncirculated gold pieces purchased in rolls of 40 for under $107 per coin. Don't forget what John's talking to you about Monday. You do not want to miss Bill Murphy on the program, chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, leading the way in exposing the manipulation of the gold market. Folks, gold should be at $1,000 an ounce right now, but it isn't. We're going to find out why. Not a single one of you want to miss that program this coming Monday. What is that, John? The 19th of December? Something of that nature. Don't miss the program. It's going to be a real eye-opener. I guess we're nearing the end of this time, but once again, do give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. We've already got some calls that we're trying to return from the last hour, and we're going to get you cared for. Take advantage of these dips in the market. Don't let them take advantage of you. We'll see you another time. John, have a great show. Stay with us right here at Republic Broadcasting Network.
Continuing with what Bill Murray, Murphy wrote 5 years ago. He says several prominent New York bullion bankers, and particularly Goldman Sachs, was the from which the immediate past Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin came to the Treasury Department, have moved to suppress the price of gold every time and has rallied over the last year. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee believes the U.S. government officials and these bullion banks have induced other governments to add gold supply to the physical market in recent years to suppress the price. Britain's National Accounting Office is now investigating the Bank of England's decision to sell off more than half of its gold, contrary to the proper accounting practices. Reduction in gold in the earmarked accounts of foreign governments at the New York Federal Reserve Bank are being listed by the Commerce Department as an export of non-monetary gold. These so-called exports from the Fed occur when rallies in the gold price. Now, why would anybody want to suppress the price of gold? Well, suppressing the price of gold has made it a cheap source of capital for the New York bullion banks, which borrow it for as little as 1% of its value per year. Gold is borrowed from the central banks and sold, and the proceeds are invested in the financial markets and securities that have a much greater rate of return. As long as the price of gold remains low, this gold carry trade is a financial bonanza to the privileged few at the expense of the many, including the gold-producing countries, most of which are poor. If the price of gold was allowed to rise, the effective interest rate on gold loans would become prohibitive. Suppressing the price of gold gives a false impression of the U.S. dollar's strength as an international reserve asset and a false reading of inflation in the United States. What has just happened recently, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. Everybody is turning away from the dollar. They're going to the euro. They're going to whatever. But they're staying away from the dollar. And you have to consider how the government operates. Folks, they just keep opening up the checkbook, keep writing checks. They're sending it over to the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department's looking at it and going, okay, we'll print up the money. You got to get out there and sell it to somebody. Well, they'd sell it to Saudi Arabia. They'd sell it to China. They'd sell it to Japan. They'd sell it to anybody that wanted to buy it. But nobody wants to buy it anymore because the currency itself is teetering. It's only worth 4 cents, a little less than that now, and they're backing away from it. Now, too much gold is being consumed at too cheap a price. Massive amounts of derivatives are being used to suppress the gold price. If this situation is not corrected soon, and it has not been, there will be a gold derivative credit and default crisis of epic proportions that will threaten the solvency of the largest international banks in the world, standing of the dollar. And that's your tease, folks. You're going to want to hear what this guy has to say Monday. I have racked my little brain. I've read all these financial wizardry guys out there. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue of what's driving the market, what the commodity that they're trying to sell or trade. They have no idea how it's being manipulated. And these are people that are earning their livings off of it, folks, and they don't know what's making the world go round or, more importantly, what's going to stop it on its axis at a moment's notice. So, again, folks, you do not want to miss this program Monday. I'm not going to miss it. Of course, I'm the host. But if it was on somebody else's program, I would make the time. I don't care what you're doing. Carve out 2 hours Monday. Call your friends right now. Email them. Because we're going to give you the skinny on what has been making this gold merry-go-round artificially suppressed market. It should be at minimum $1,000 an ounce right now. If you people out there that have gold right now or have been thinking about buying it, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. When it's dipping the way it's dipping right now, as Jeff said, I think it was, 541 and some change. Well, it's down to what, 506, 507, something like that. You people, you'd better move on it right now. Because I'm going to tell you what, after Monday's program, you're probably not going to be able to reach us for 2 days. The phones are going to be absolutely jammed to the hilt. And folks, I really, let me just say this. It somewhat bothers me that some people are depending on gold and silver sales, max profit out there to run things and doing what they're doing. But they better start looking at something else to do. Because what we're doing here at Republic Broadcasting and through Republic Trading Group, is we're setting these gold and silver people on their ears, right on their dead backsides, because they've been out there, they created something that's been going on for 19 years of these people that will sell you collectible coins and all that other stuff. Folks, it ain't going to work. Some caller called me yesterday, I think it was Sam from New York, if I'm not mistaken, said, you know, what am I supposed to do? If I bought a gold coin, say, at $800, and I wanted to trade it in and get some chickens, and gold's only going for $500 for spot, you know, what am I going to do? Well, you ain't going to get $300 more of chickens from the guy that wants to sell you the chickens. That's the bottom line on that deal. And when the oscillating device, when that foo-foo hits that air-moving device, you're not going to get people giving you what you paid for it. They're going to be giving you what it is worth on that particular day. So we're going to demystify this whole thing. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell people that you think that they know about the gold markets, whatever, to get over here to Republic Broadcasting, 4 p.m. Central Time on Monday with Bill Murray, and we're going to tell you what makes the world really go round. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Doug in Austin, let me take your call here, and we're going to move on to a subject here to examine our thoughts about how things should be and how they really are. Go ahead, Doug.
Just on your last subject there, it's interesting. I get a fairly high-end investment report monthly, and there's an interesting thing that's changed in the last 4 months that I think your listeners ought to hear about. You're talking about one of what these guys call the three strikes or the triple play, basically, that's about to happen to the economy, and they claim it's going to be somewhere around first quarter of next year.
Mm-hmm.
First thing is there's Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, both of those are the two biggies that are involved in backing loans for the federal government for homes.
Right.
And one of them is a little over $800 billion, and the other one is $532 billion. Okay. And they're not only are they mortgaging against the homes, so if the economy went down, people lost their jobs, they'd lose their homes just because they couldn't pay it back. But there's a worse side of it is that there's they're a double whammy in the economy, basically, because there's a tremendous amount of the pension funds that are, you know, around the world, not just in this country, but certainly here, that have got a lot of money into these things as well. They use them as investment tools. So when the economy hits the skids, people lose their jobs. They can't make the payments on the houses and everything. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae goes down, and down with it goes the rest of the corporations just related to their pension funds. So everybody's going to lose on two sides there. And that's sort of the derivatives thing is the biggie. That's over $280 trillion, not billion, but trillion dollars. And you're absolutely right. It's the big one that's going to eventually fall. And they're just trying to decide which one of the triple play, basically, is going to, you know, where are they going to throw the ball first, and which one of the dominoes is going to go first, which will set the other two in motion.
Yeah, and in the meantime, we've got people out there, and you can watch your television, and you see all these remortgaging companies. You know, if you're drowning in debt, you have equity in your home. You know, that's money just sitting there, just doing nothing. Well, you know, every time that I hear something like that, Doug, I think of the usury process when people buy a house.
Uh-huh.
If the government was going to back anything, you would think that they would do direct loans. And I'm not saying I'm in favor of doing this, but I'm saying whack out the middleman here. Make money available to loan to people at very little interest, as long as they pay it back and keep up with inflation or whatever they want to call it. But that is not happening. I mean, if the government wanted to get into anything to stabilize a market, that would have been something. But no. And I watch these commercials, and they tell you that, you know, if you need to consolidate bills or you need money for anything, you know, we'll just cash out that equity in your home. People are cashed out to the max right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, they really are. And the sad part is that when this whole thing goes down, it's like what you said earlier, I think is the most important thing. This is going to be it's going to have a global consequence all across the world that, like, the world has never seen before. I mean, when we had our 29 crash, it really upset this country for, 10 years, 12 years. But this is going to go global this time, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And so the people that are buying gold, you couldn't be more right. I mean, because that's going to be the only thing that's going to be spendable in the real world. Because the dollars, you take a bucket of them to or a wheelbarrow full of them there just to get the get a loaf of bread. It's going to be amazing.
Well, and not only that, but for whatever the currency is going to be at the time, people have also asked me this question: what do I do with gold? You know, can I convert it into anything else? Well, yeah, after they correct the dollar. And chances are it could play out as such a scenario that if you had $100 sitting in the bank, when you go in and you could make a withdrawal or check your balance, you may only have $10 in there, and they'll just tell you, well, we had to correct the currency, but don't worry.
Right.
That $10 is a strong $10 you have in there. You know,
yeah,
I mean, go ahead.
It's amazing because, as you may be aware, my wife is from Ukraine. And she told me the story that happened when the Soviet Union toppled and they, you know, and their currencies went down like three different times. And I remember watching the thing on television about it way back when, and it was one of the big news magazine things on television. And they talked about the $650 billion that the Soviet government basically stole from all of those countries over there. And, you know, that's not a lot of dollars by comparison to our economy, but nevertheless, that sort of scale of thing is going to happen here. And I said, well, what do you mean? What did they do? And she says, well, one day, we just got the word. There was no news on television or the radio or anything. It was all word of mouth. And she says, you got to understand, in like Kiev, where she was from, the central bank, they don't have branch banks all over the place like we do here. They had one major, I mean, huge city block-sized building that you could enter from four sides. And what they did is just literally the people lined up four abreast on one side of that building. It's six different entrances, you know, lining up trying to go get their money out of the bank. And by the time her and her parents got, because it was a three-day wait in the line, by the time they got into the actual bank and everything, their money was gone.
Yeah.
It was worthless.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand this either, Doug. And this is what I said. A lot of people... And I lost the respect for a lot of people back in 99, going into 2000, when they weren't sure about Y2K, you know, what it was going to affect, who it was going to affect, how it was going to roll, and, you know, what the consequences of it were going to be. And initially, you always watch the money and see where the money's flowing, because people with money are going to seek to protect it. It stands to reason. If you have large business interests, you're going to do whatever you can to protect those business interests. So I just simply watched the money. Who was spending the greatest amount of money and moving the fastest? And it was the banking system. And what they did not want to have happen, they didn't want to, and Alan Greenspan has said it, any Fed chairman has said it through the years. I mean, Henry Gonzalez, when he was the chairman of the banking committee in Washington, I remember he took on Alan Greenspan. And basically, Alan looked back at him and said, well, you have some complaints and some concerns about the monetary system, but the fact is that people have faith in it, and that's all that they have in it is faith. And we don't see any need to change anything because it's worked rather well for almost 100 years. Now, Alan said a lot. Alan says so many words that people try to distill it down and try to understand what the man's saying. He's not saying anything. He's not saying anything to these congressmen or anybody that's paying attention to him that anybody can use for information. He's made some comments, you know, irrational exuberance and so on and so forth. Well, I think we have an irrationally exuberant president right now that thinks as long as there's blank checks in a book, he can keep writing them. But this is going to have its consequences. So when I see this stuff going on, and nobody, and I talked to Mr. Murphy today, and he's literally been banned from any financial show because he could literally bring them down overnight. I mean, he's literally banned. He is on a watch list for any mainstream media out there. Do not put this guy on. Because who are they beholden to? Oh, that's right, General Electric or some mega corporation or Time Warner or who owns this, Disney that, and everything else. He could literally bring this thing down overnight with just the information, the truth that he wanted to put out. They banned him. So, and I told him today, I said, I have a two-hour program. He asked me, I said, how long's your program? I said, 2 hours. He said, I could talk for 2 days straight on this. And I said, well, look, he's going out of country. He's leaving tomorrow morning, and he said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll do a two-hour show with you Monday, and he said, how far do you reach? I said, we go global. He said, good. He says, because I'm going to explain people how, and I got to be honest with you, Doug, I didn't understand this. I still don't have a firm grasp on it, but we are going to garner that information from this man, and we're going to spread it to the four winds.
I tell you what, when we close off here, you and I, would you put Wes back in? Because I need to get your email. The one that I got at your office that day, for some reason, I haven't been able to get anything through to you. They keep bouncing back. And I'll send you copies of that newsletter that I get. There's
okay.
Six different major ones that it'll blow your mind when you read it.
All right.
It's one of the top firms in out of New York.
All right. Well, he'll actually give you two. He'll give you my Hotmail account and also another one here at the network.
Okay, that's great. I look forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, sir.
Okay, thanks. And do yourself a favor, folks. Go up to GATA.org, GATA.org, and do it before somebody gets in there and starts hacking and whacking on that site. And download that report that was presented to Congress from 2000 before it disappears. See if you read it. Have your questions ready, because we're going to have a Q&A also with this gentleman. I mean, I it depends. I mean, I've had thoughts. If this thing is explosive enough, we might have to suspend the following program after mine to give me another hour to get this out. I never have done that before, but we might run into that situation. So I'm just putting that in abeyance there. And if necessary, I have to do it. But GATA.org, GATA.org, read what this man has to say. Comprehend it, read it. Have your questions ready, because you're going to want to ask a lot of questions Monday. Is the Pentagon spying on Americans? Secret database obtained by NBC News tracks suspicious domestic groups. And let me just say at the outset, Lisa Myers, the senior investigative correspondent on this thing that works for the let me be nice, the NBC News, she's only pointing out one aspect of this. Washington, a year ago, the Quaker Meeting House in Lake Worth, Florida, a small group of activists met in a protest of military recruiting at local high schools. What they didn't know was that their meeting had come to the attention of the U.S. military. A secret 400-page Defense Department document obtained by NBC News lists the Lake Worth meeting as a threat and one of more than 1,500 suspicious incidents across the country over a recent 10-month period. This peaceful, educationally oriented group being a threat is incredible, says Evie Grackow, a member of the Florida group called the Truth Project. This is incredible, adds group member Rich Hirsch. It's an example of paranoia by our government, he says. We're not doing anything illegal. The Defense Department document is the first inside look at how the U.S. military has stepped up intelligence collection inside this country since 9/11, which now includes the monitoring of peaceful anti-war and counter-military recruitment groups. What do you think the dossier on me looks like by now? Do you think I made the crack the top 100 there? I would say. It goes on to say, I think Americans should be concerned that the military, in fact, has reached too far. The Department of Defense, that's an understatement, the Department of Defense declined repeated requests by NBC News for an interview. A spokesman said that all domestic intelligence information is properly collected and involves protection of Defense Department installations, interest, and personnel. The military has always had a legitimate force protection mission inside the U.S. to protect its personnel and facilities from potential violence. But the Pentagon now collects domestic intelligence that goes far beyond legitimate concerns about terrorism or protecting U.S. military installations. Now think about this. Do you think Cindy Sheehan's on that hot list? You bet she is. What danger does she pose? None whatsoever. You're watching the mega spin machine in Washington, D.C., trying to put a happy face on George Bush to get his poll numbers up, to garner more support for the war in Iraq. Do you actually believe, and listen to some of the verbiage that's going on, drawdown, withdrawal of troops, you know, we're waiting for the election today in Iraq, and that'll determine when we can pull out and whatnot. No. Read the Project for New American Century, and the grand plan, folks, was Afghanistan and Iraq, and that was just the start. Are we going to withdraw the troops from the 12 bases we've already built inside of Iraq? That ain't going to happen, because they closed the bases down in Saudi Arabia. Why is the military over in the Middle East right now? For the protection of what? To spread freedom and democracy. Is anybody in Washington, D.C. paying attention here? There is one country on the face of this map right now that needs as much help as it can possibly get because it's in the ICU unit right now, and the heart monitor is barely blipping, and that's called the United States of America. It is in intensive care, has been in a long time, but we keep dying a little bit by a little bit. The DOD database, by the way, obtained by NBC News, includes 4 dozen anti-war meetings or protests, including some that have taken place far from any military installations, post or recruitment center. One incident included in the database is a large anti-war protest at Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles last March that included effigies of President Bush and anti-war protest banners. Another incident mentions a planned protest against military recruiters last December in Boston, and a planned protest last April at McDonald's National Salute to America's Heroes, a military air and sea show in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, Fort Lauderdale protest was deemed not to be a credible threat, and a column in the database concludes U.S. group exercising constitutional rights. 243 other incidents in the database were discounted because they had no connection to the Department of Defense, yet they all remained in the database. The DOD has strict guidelines adopted in December of 1982 that limit the extent to which they can collect and retain information on U.S. citizens. But still, the DOD database includes at least 20 references to U.S. citizens or U.S. persons. Other documents obtained by NBC News show that the Defense Department is clearly increasing its domestic monitoring activities. One DOD briefing, document stamped secret, concludes, "We have noted increased communication and encouragement between protest groups using the Internet, but to no significant connection between incidents such as reoccurring instigations at protest or vehicle disruptions. The increased monitoring disturbed some military observers." Folks, this is America. There is a First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Why do you think that the Founding Fathers decided to put, well, that's right, the First Amendment right where they put it in the Bill of Rights, designating rights that come from God, really, but government was supposed to guarantee? And if we lost that First Amendment, they were a step ahead of everybody. They said, we're going to do the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms in case a police state happens, in case you're limited to your speech, your First Amendment rights to protest, anything else. Well, you can protest, but you're getting flagged here by the Department of Defense running intelligence operations inside the United States. Folks, you know, it's been said that you can't use military troops against U.S. citizens because of posse comitatus. I think that might include also, I think that just might include collection of data and intelligence and information. The FBI has been doing this for years. For years. I go so far back when they're using 3x5 cards. The FBI had a file on me. Why? Because I was protesting the Vietnam War. It didn't make me run, but I went in there and made my own deal. I said, look, rather than getting drafted and you stick me in some hellhole in Vietnam, I'll join for the extra year, do my commitment to my country, because I don't want to skip over to Canada. I don't want to be a deserter, nor do I want to go off to a college for a deferment because I didn't have the money. They said, fine, sign up for the extra year. They turned right around, recut my orders, and going to send me to Vietnam. Folks, I did that even after I was protesting, and they have my 3x5 card.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Fort Lauderdale protest was deemed not to be credible threat to and a column in the database concludes U.S. group exercising, as I said, constitutional rights. 243 other incidents in the database were discounted because they had no connection to the Department of Defense. Still, the DOD database includes at least 20 references to U.S. citizens or U.S. persons. Other documents obtained by NBC shows the Defense Department is clearly increasing its domestic monitoring activity. One DOD briefing document stamped secret concludes we have noted increased communication and encouragement between protest groups using that internet. Oh boy, isn't that just a shame? Folks, we've got TSA that it's taking over everything. Have you seen the reports today? Oh, well, we're going to put air marshals. I guess they should have to rename them ground marshals or ground pounders or whatever the case may be. Oh, well, we're going to put them in trains. We're going to have them in train stations. Folks, watch any Hollywood movie here of how the Gestapo used to work. The guys with the long black leather coats standing around in train stations checking people's IDs. Okay, that's what's happening here in America. That's what this government is doing. Under what credible threat? The reason why George Bush is out there stumping to put a happy face on his presidency, if I don't know how you can paint a happy face on a horse's ass. I don't know how that's possible. But he's trying to do it. To try to convince people, because there is so much backlash going on right now in this country against Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. They have literally shredded our Constitution into a million pieces and said that they're doing it for security reasons. What a bald-faced lie. Are we going to have economic chaos in this country? You know, the guy that wrote Patriot, The Coming Collapse. You know, I read that book. And if the government wants to look blameless here, you know, will they pull another terrorist attack in this country? Will they sanction another one to throw the entire country into martial law? The mechanism they have set up out there is in place, just sitting there idling and waiting. They're waiting for the day to throw it in first gear, rev it up, and dump the hammer and go like a bat. It is there right now, and they're practicing, folks. All this is for practice and conditioning the public. But practice for them so they can get better at their little Gestapo games. Folks, are you scared yet now? I am. There's not a whole lot that bothers me. But when I see the architects of the grand plan here to literally destroy this country, to bring it to its knees, to wipe away the Constitution that made this country different and so much better than any other country that's ever been put together by man on the face of this planet in recorded history, it has to go bye-bye. They have to destroy it. I say we have to preserve it and destroy those that are just trying to destroy it. What do you think? Sound like a plan? We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. I have some information I want to get into. Kind of clarifying points, if you will. And we'll also take your calls next hour at 313, thank you, Mr. Producer. I can always tell just by the twitch of your eyebrow. 800-313-9443. Second hour coming up, you international shortwave listeners, 5.050 on y'all SW dial. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great unique grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.